Here's a look at Cranford Radio headlines for the week of October 30th, and a look ahead at your Halloween weekend. It's the final days before the 2020 general election. In addition to the races for president and the U.S. Senate and House of Representatives, Cranford voters will also be selecting county officials, two members of the Township Committee, and three members of the Board of Education. There are also three public questions on the ballot. Additional information is available at UnionCountyVotes.com. The township reports parklets in the downtown business district will be allowed to continue to operate for outdoor dining until November 30th, and the Cranford Theater has been given permission to hold drive-in movies until December 15th. Rain on Friday should start to let up afternoon, with a high around 43. A freeze warning has been issued by the National Weather Service for Saturday morning, with a low near 31. Halloween is expected to be sunny, with a high around 47. On Sunday, partly sunny skies to start off, but then a chance of rain in the afternoon. Temperatures warm up into the upper 50s. Friday evening, the football team will travel to Colonia for a game. On Saturday, the boys' soccer team hosts Roselle in Union County tournament action at Memorial Field starting at 1:30. It's the last weekend to check out all the creations in the downtown Scarecrow Stroll. On Saturday, drive with extra care as the kids will be out trick-or-treating. And don't forget to roll back your clocks 1 hour Sunday morning. For more area events, visit Cranford.com. News provided by Tap into Cranford. For Cranford Radio, I'm Bernie Wagenblast.